Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants us to talk about 1 Corinthians 6:12. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but would not be mastered by anything. Sometimes we allow things in our life to become our master. We allow things over us that we have no control over because we have rendered the control to it. For instance, someone that is addicted to certain things that has become their master. That has become the crutch. And a lot of times we don't realize that we have allowed this to happen till we get ready to stop. And we can't, because we have allowed what it is to have so much control over us that we have to create more habits to break those bad habits. The Bible tells us here that don't let anything master you, because once we do this, it can be drinking, smoking, edibles, illicit activities, wherever it is, it can become something we absolutely think we need, that we will put it over God. And the verse even tells us we have the right to do anything. We won't, but not everything is beneficial. It might feel good. It might seem right, but everything we do isn't right for us. We see people do certain things. We want to try it. So we go and we do this very thing. And we see, but we don't see the attachment and the withdrawals and the control this item or person have over someone. We don't see how hard it is to break unneeded habits. What we must understand is that sometimes habits are formed for people's comfort. And a lot of us have comforts we shouldn't have. And we don't know how to break free because this very thing or item have mastered us. We must let go of anything that can control us because we are making it an idol. And the Bible speaks on this, even scrolling on the phone when we are bored. It's a habit we must break, because sooner or later it will become such a crutch that we would do it to comfort us when we are upset and when we should be seeking the Lord. We can't let our comforts become our masters. 1 Corinthians 9:27 says this, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. What is happening now in the pulpits and churches, that the pastors and the teachers and the prophets are no longer disciplining their body. They're no longer having control over what they are doing because they feel they don't have to. Not all of them, but some of them. But this will too disqualify anyone if they aren't careful. Teachers must be careful. This is what Paul is saying, that we can teach all we want. We can preach self-discipline all we want, but can we become disqualified? Yes, we can, because we have no discipline. And that's what the world lacks now, because a few, very, very few are disciplining their body, disciplining themselves from unneeded comforts. They are allowing whatever their desires to run wild. And the Bible says this in James 1:14-15. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then after desires have conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. See, our desires give birth to sin. And when sin is full grown, here comes death. We are allowing our desires to drag us straight to hell because we no longer want to discipline ourselves from unneeded comforts. We can't allow what this world's doing to stop us from living a life of holiness, because sometimes a life of holiness is what we must hold on to, because the more we become comfortable with certain things, the more we'll leave ourselves open to other things to master us. Today, if you are being mastered, place it at the feet of the Lord so he can show you how to break free. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us through whatever we are allowing or have allowed to be our master, to whoever we have allowed to conquer us, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to help us to get past whatever we're doing, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to give us strength, Father God. Help us give us strength to break from comfort, Father God. Father God, help us not to use other things to go to for comfort, but help us to run to you, Father God. Help us to run to you and place our problems at your feet, Father God. Father God, we give you everything this morning, Father God. We give you everything. And Father God, we ask you today to watch over us as we go to work, as we travel over the dangerous highways, Father God. We ask you to watch over our family members, Father God. We thank you for the many blessings you've given us. We thank you for waking us up at night and the morning, Father God. We thank you for giving us strength to see another day. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.